grow their income and impact without working crazy hours. The podcast industry is booming and new podcasts are starting each and every day. So it is the best time to go all in as a podcast manager. Every week, we'll dive into a new topic that will help you navigate the ever-changing world of podcasting and get booked out as a podcast manager. So let's get into today's episode. Hi there. Welcome back to another episode of the podcast. I am super excited that you're here and I can't wait to dive in. So today we're chatting all about up-leveling your client's guest management process so that your process is more streamlined and you're not having to constantly reach out to your client's guest asking for more information because that can be a total time suck. And I know not all of you podcast managers do any sort of guest management, but if you do, or if you're considering, then definitely listen to this episode. Before we dive in, I did want to share my free Airtable content calendar template with you, which you can use for your clients. And it also has like a guest submission tab that includes all the necessities that you'll need to have on hand to create your show notes and promo materials for your clients. So yeah, you can grab that free content calendar template by going to jennysenison.com/content. And let's jump right into the episode. So first up, you want to make sure that your client uses a scheduler. So something like Acuity or Calendly, because this will really eliminate any back and forth between your client and their guests trying to figure out availability. As their podcast manager, you might even be involved in this process to some extent if you're booking guests for them. So a scheduler is 100% a necessity. So you're not having to coordinate with two people on their schedules to figure all that out. All you'll really need to do is send the potential guests their booking link and call it a day. They'll be able to find, you know, a time that works for them. And obviously they'll know the client's availability at that point. So it really, really helps streamline your process and it helps eliminate the back and forth with your client and their guests. Next up, you want to create a guest intake form for each client. Or if they already have one, you can use theirs and spruce it up to make sense to what you need. So having a guest intake form for your clients really just helps eliminate that back and forth once again and allows you to have everything you need for graphics, show notes, etc. from this one form. So let's talk about some of the bare minimum things to include on your guest intake form. So you want to ask for the guest name, their email address, their headshot, their bio, any social media links they have and want to share, any freebie links they have and want to share. So that would be the bare minimum to ask because you would use the headshot for the graphics, you'd use their bio in the show notes, you'd use their social links and freebie links in the show notes as well. So you want to have those on hand for sure. So you're not like listening to the episode and trying to decipher what they said. You just already have those links. Some other things that you can include in this intake form are questions like, do you plan to promote your episode once it's live? You can ask them to leave a review for your client's podcast. You can have a section for them to ask any questions that they have about the interview, things like that. So you can definitely add more to it if you need to, but the things I mentioned before are the bare minimum things that you need to have. And if you don't want to create your own and you want to use Airtable for your podcast management process, definitely head to jennysenison.com/content so you can grab my free Airtable content calendar that I'm sharing with you guys to make that process easier and you don't have to build it out yourself. Total, total lifesaver. And then lastly, you just don't want to forget to send your guests graphics or your client's guest and links once their episode is live. This will really make the guests more likely to promote the episode to their audience because they have the assets to help promote. Because we really can't expect guests to promote if they aren't provided with any assets to do so. And this would be sent the day the episode goes live. So you can link them to like the Apple podcast link and the Spotify link and things like that. But I also highly recommend sending them an email like a week before the episode goes live as well to kind of like tell them that it's coming. At that point, if you have any graphics or anything that are ready, you can send it then. But the day of, you want to resend those graphics and also like have the direct links to Apple Podcasts and Spotify because you can only grab those once the episode is live, unfortunately. You can't do it in advance. So I would love to know, do you have a really solid guest process for your clients? If not, is this something you're planning on implementing soon? Highly, highly recommend it. But let me know over on Instagram. You can find me at jenny.sunnison. So that's jenny.sunnison. I always love chatting with you guys. It's always fun to talk in the DMs with you guys. And that's one of my favorite places to hang out on social media. So I'd love to see you in the DMs. And yeah, until next time, friends.
Thanks for tuning into today's episode. Come hang out with me over on Instagram at jenny.sunnison, jenny.sunnison, or in the Profitable Podcast Manager Society Facebook group. And let me know your thoughts on today's episode because I love hearing from you. You can find all the links and resources in the show notes over at jennysunnison.com. Okay, that's all for now. I'll see you in the next episode.